The funeral was celebratory. It was a great celebration of her life and still sort of sad and dignified, but really so many stories and people that you bumped into that had wonderful stories about Carla and about her clothes and the important part they played in their life. I knew she was so important to Australian fashion, but it was really reinforced this morning. I can't stop thinking about this and just how impressive it was that when she started her brand in 1965, just one amazingly impressive thing is that she had a fashion brand for 56 years. If you have a fashion brand in Australia for 5 years, it's impressive. But to have survived that long and to be relevant to Australian style is just amazing. And the other amazing thing about that was that in 1965, a woman just couldn't get a bank loan to start a business. And so she really had to struggle not just against a very tough industry to break into fashion and to become stylish and respectable, but also to break into the Australian business scene and develop a brand and a business sort of against the odds as a single mother. Amazingly impressive woman, such a pioneer and a trailblazer.
How did Carla's early life begin, and how unusual was it at the time for Australian women to pursue a career in fashion design?
She came to Australia as an immigrant from Italy when she was 8 years old, I think, 8 or 9, and actually without any English, and family went to, I think it was Western Australia first, but then soon she came over to Sydney, and just like the story was that she'd always made her own clothes and felt that what was on offer for women who wanted to make their way in the world was sort of insufficient in the 1950s. And so she sort of had to make her own for herself, and then this became a business, and she was able to find people to back her with just a very small amount of money in 1965, and then slowly build a brand and a presence.
What is it about Carla's style that resonates with so many Australians?
I think the fact that it offered dignified and serious but still stylish clothes for women who didn't just want to be ornaments but wanted to be part of Australian society and wanted to be a part of Australian business and wanted to be a part of Australian politics. So really it was... why it's so treasured is because it did provide that. It provided clothes that were fine for older women, you know, welcoming older women to the joys of fashion, but also clothes that, you know, as well as being stylish, were clothes that were taken, you would be taken seriously in as a woman in whatever you wanted to do. And that's why I think there were so many politicians and so many leaders of business that came today to pay their respects, because she wrote that language. She wrote the language for how to be a woman in Australia in public life.
What were some of the key influences behind Carla Zampatti's sense of style?
I think her Italian heritage was there, that she came from a small village north of Milan and obviously brought that influence with her. But what's so amazing about her, I guess, is that there weren't any models for her to follow. And that's, you know, that's the thing about being a pioneer, I guess, is that you just have to make your own style. And if there's nothing invented, nothing you can sort of use as a model, then you have to make it yourself.
What are some of the obstacles that Carla was faced with as she made her start in the fashion scene?
Oh, look, I think it was very difficult for her, as it still is, to make a profitable go of it. And I think there were stories told at the funeral of a couple of times when it, particularly around the recession in the late early 1990s, that, you know, it was very difficult for her brand to survive with sort of collapse in demand in high-end fashion. So, yeah, fashion is a very much a cyclical business, and it follows economic trends, and so to have survived so many of them is incredibly impressive.
Carla Zampatti has said that fashion was first and foremost a business, not an artistic practice, as well as saying that business would not succeed if aesthetics were neglected. What role do you think business played in in the success of her brand and as well as the role of aesthetic?
Well, that balance, like you said, has to be right, and it was something she did get right. But her life as a businesswoman wasn't just around her own brand. She then went on to serve on a number of boards, such as Westfield and McDonald's, I think, and she was a chairperson of SBS. So she not only had a sense of style and a sense of mission that women and immigrant women could succeed in Australian society, but she also had quite a canny business sense too, and knew that grand ideas were all well and good, but she still actually had to make a profit at the end of the day too. So she was